KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have mostly clear skies. It's 35 degrees. We're looking for some areas of fog possible this morning. Otherwise, we should see partly cloudy skies on balance with a high around 48. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Leaders in Page County held two public hearings this week to gather residents' comments on wind power, whether to allow more wind turbines to be built or enact tighter regulations on those turbines. County Supervisor Chuck Morris said the purpose of the meetings was to find a way to balance property rights with economic opportunities. And he said that our intent is having an ordinance to protect people. I'm proud of that fact. And is it perfect? He says, no, that's what we're debating here. And he says, how do we make the ordinance work best for everybody? That's a tough issue. Morris says you have to land rights. You have land rights that are important, whether it's with a windmill or even without a windmill. And he pointed to other counties in the state which have no wind turbine ordinances. Morris says having something on the books promotes expansion of the industry while providing some sort of protection for property owners.
If you have an opportunity for some expansion in your economy and in your tax base, we're not doing our job if we don't take a reasonable look at it. And we very much appreciate the feedback. I wish that there was an answer that everybody's going to be happy, but that's not going to happen.
Page County resident Rex Engstrom says if the county goes too far with setback regulations, wind energy companies will not invest the time or money to come there.
Anytime you put ordinances in place, you're keeping companies from being able to come in, some for very good reasons. But what you're doing is you're limiting your tax base, you're limiting your property owners the option to put windmills up.
Resident Jane Stimson says one of the reasons she chooses to live in Page County is because of a lack of visual pollution, while adding that wind turbines would negatively affect her view.
I appreciate being able to see the sunrise, the sunset, and I've put trees in my yard so I could keep my view. I've got a Pleasant Ridge over there that I can pretend is a mountain ridge, and to have windmills in that site would make me crazy.
And resident Galen Perry said he recently moved to Page County from Ida County, where about 150 windmills are located.
The noise, the interference with televisions, if you're just on antenna. We had the lady came in and that had had one for several years, said there was a crop reduction. Biggest complaint up there, I think, was just that it messes up the whole scene of the outdoors.
Robin Sunderman, who lives on a farm northwest of Clarinda, expressed concern over the decommissioning of the wind turbines. She also outlined the dangers of turbines to the environment, as well as impact on land values.
In my opinion, instead of having fields of dreams in Iowa, we're going to have fields of abandoned junk in the next 20 years.
Board members say any possible ordinance changes won't take place until mid-January at the earliest. Well, a Red Oak man was acquitted Wednesday of two charges stemming from his arrest on August 16th on criminal charges and two separate criminal complaints. A 12-person jury in Montgomery County acquitted Matthew Walter Riley, both charges against him. Riley was charged with a felony offense based on primarily the testimony of a single witness. After a two-day trial, a unanimous jury found Riley was not guilty of both charges, allowing him to walk out of the courtroom a free man. Elsewhere in the news, the Page County Sheriff's Department said authorities received a report on Wednesday about a theft from a building in Yorktown. Troy Clark of Clark Tree Service reported that unknown person or persons gained entry to the storage building at 407 Adams Street in Yorktown sometime between 3 p.m. on December 13th and 10 a.m. December 18th. The person responsible stole two steel MS-201 TC chainsaws, a steel 026 chainsaw, and a steel BG-55 leaf blower. Page County Sheriff's Office says anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. A Crime Stoppers reward of up to $1,000 is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction in this case. Informants will be given a number and you do not have to give your name. The Union County Sheriff's Office said 32-year-old Christopher Robert Williams of Colfax was arrested at around 4:45 p.m. Wednesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Authorities yesterday said Williams had been arrested on a warrant for forgery. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And an Afton man reported on December 16th that sometime overnight, someone entered his residence and took a Remington 22 Model 12 with a hex barrel, a purse, a wallet, money, and a Motorola cell phone. Altogether, those items were valued at $1,950. And an Iowa man has died in Norfolk, Nebraska after the Jeep he was driving crossed a raised median and crashed into a truck. The Madison County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office said the crash happened Thursday morning when 30-year-old Donovan Rasmussen of Cedar Rapids apparently lost control of his Jeep on Highway 81. The vehicle crossed a raised median and hit a cargo truck. Rasmussen died in the crash. The driver of the truck was 34-year-old Wesley Lyon of Columbus, Nebraska. He was treated for minor injuries. The crash had forced the closure of Highway 81 for about 4 hours. Taking a look at the funeral announcements, Frank David Ratzliff, age 79, of Manchester, a native of Lewis, an Atlantic High School graduate, died Tuesday at his home in Manchester. A memorial service with military honors for Frank Ratzliff will be today at 3 o'clock at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Manchester. Leonard Muller Funeral Home in Manchester has the arrangements. Eldon Riesgard, age 90, of Avoca, died December 10th. A mass of Christian burial for Eldon Riesgard will be Saturday, tomorrow, at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Mark Weedy, age 51, of Audubon, died December 6th. Funeral services for Mark Weedy will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Woma Wyrick, age 94, of Oakland, a former longtime Lewis resident, died December 14th. Funeral services for Woma Wyrick will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Lewis Church of Christ. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bernard Bernie Owen, age 86, of Audubon, died December 11th. A celebration of life memorial service for Bernie Owen will be held on Friday at 10 o'clock. Actually, that's next Friday, December 27th at 10 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. The Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Jack Rupert, age 79, of Carson City, Nevada, a native of Griswold, died November 1st. Graveside services for Jack Rupert will be held April 4th at 11 a.m. at the Pleasant Township Cemetery. Reakin Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.